Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Begin episode 85, Two has something he'd like to say. Two?
Why do I always have to be the one to apologize? I shouldn't have to.
Sorry.
Because?
I screamed at the end of the last episode, all right?
And tell them why.
Because we are in a haunted castle and something crawled across my foot. That's why.
Crawled?
Fine. Flopped. Plopped, squished, squishy flopty, whatever.
And what was it?
Margaret. It was Margaret.
The goldfish.
Yes, Margaret the goldfish. Who did you think it was? Margaret the Thatcher? I mean, it's just like she jumped out of the bucket or sloshed out. All I know is the running kind of caused a little bit of a wavy action.
And for anyone concerned, Margaret was unharmed. She is back in the bucket, bossing the other fish around. So if you're done with the histrionics, can we continue?
Oh, come on. It was floppy, wet, and it was icky, and it was on my foot. And let me say it one more time, in a haunted freaking castle.
Which raises the question, why? Why aren't you wearing shoes?
I don't know. I mean, I had them on when we went into the haunted castle. The next thing I knew, they were gone. Can we just get out of here now? I miss our bridge.
Yeah, I guess so. How about a quick meanwhile to cover our escape?
Good thought. Meanwhile.
I'm just a mobbin' fool. A little do whoppin', poppin', lockin' like I always do. There's just no stoppin', all the mobbin', always soppin' up their drool. These gooey, greasy oligarchs leave the gooey, greasy, dirty marks on my floor. Forevermore. Oh, Lord.
My.
Jesus!
Who? I beg your pardon. You have a lovely voice.
Oh, thanks. I did play Tevye in high school. Fortunately, it was during a production of Grease, but whatever. I'm an artist!
Oh, well, I hope you wore a helmet.
Huh? Oh, no. Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof. I guess you never saw it.
No, I'm terribly afraid of heights. Why are you cleaning here? I doubt anyone's been here but me, and I don't make a mess anymore.
It's a spaceship. Even a speck of dirt could cause a breach in the hull under the right circumstances.
I see. You do have a bioswamp brimming with dirt.
I try not to think about it. Ah, damn it! I just put those back together. Hope we don't need to turn left for a while. You're really not gonna leave until we figure out who killed you, huh?
Are you able to keep a secret?
Sure. Silent as the grave. Which, come to think of it, isn't real silent, given present company.
I don't really have a grave, do I? Strange to think my body is out there, frozen and drifting for all time.
If it helps, I added some swamp flowers before Olivia opened the hatch and, flushed you.
I was terribly allergic to flowers in my day.
Oh. Sorry.
I doubt it matters now, dear fellow. But thank you. If you really want to clean up this ship, you might start with the zombie infestation.
I don't have enough buckets, and those critters are all over the... See? Did you see that? I just saw one. It just ducked down that hallway. Dude! The floor! I just mopped that! Anyway, those things are all over the nine. I figure as long as the crew doesn't see them in panic, they're not doing any harm. So, your secret?
Oh, yes. Truth is, I've got no idea how I got here, nor the faintest notion of how to leave. So, I thought I might at least get something out of my time here.
Oh, well. Good on you. And make sure Freeze gets the worst of it, okay?
Absolutely. Especially since that odious little fellow can't seem to stop remarking on my odor. Do I seem whiffy to you?
No, ma'am. A little lavender, a little face powder, a hint of scotch?
Oh dear, really? McCallum single malt. I had bottles of it tucked away all over the house.
Ah, hubby didn't approve?
Oh, he approved all right. As in, unhinging his lower jaw and emptying an entire bottle, no-handed in the manner of a slippery stomach-ambulating viper, approved. I tolerated his extramarital experimentation, but gargling my
scotch is unacceptable.
You're about to do that scary thing with your face again.
McCallum is 350 quid a bottle. If that doesn't merit my scary face, little does. Oh, that's new.
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. I keep trying to spray paint one of its legs so I can tell if there's a litter or just the one that gets around.
Given its size, how are you not more alarmed? It's clearly alien.
Or one of the good doctor's creations, or we might still be dealing with Olivia's hallucinations. Anyway, no use getting uptight until I have a reason. So, who do you think killed you? Wow, that is not a question you normally expect an answer to.
My money is on that insufferable little knob, Wiggy.
Well, I'm pretty sure the plant took care of him for you.
We called him Wiggy because of his ability to wiggle out of virtually any repercussions for his actions. He'll soon pop back up like the weasel he is. Oh, another engine!
Possibly, but it's also Madeline's day to make lunch, so there's that.
Ew.
Any ideas on the how and the why for the murder?
Several, but I'm saving them for the true crime episode. Let's discuss the mystery of you mopping endless unsullied corridors.
Unsullied? We got zombies everywhere, and I'm the janitor. See? Mop. Second-rate bucket. Look of deep regret for my career choices.
Joseph! Your crew has the collective intellect of a lump of bacon fat. That excuse may work on them, but certainly not on me. I've been watching you.
Is that right? I can't imagine anything more boring than watching a man mop.
Not so much mopping as mapping. You're mapping the ship. Why?
Ma'am, this ship is a city, and it's not a small one. And our captain might have a fine head of hair, but I suspect that's because her brain is mostly fertilizer. There are creatures all over the place, sandwich machines that come and go, and someone needs to be paying attention.
Do pardon my French, Joseph, but that's horseshit. All fair and good reasons, but none of them your reason. I told you my secret, now tell me yours. And I promise I will be as silent as my enormous eternal grave.
All right, Lady Neville Bickford.
Please, call me Lucy.
Neville Biscuit.
I'd tell you to spill your guts, but having done that, I wouldn't recommend it. It does make a mess of one's shoes.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Out of that insane carnival and straight into the mouth of another of those damnable sandwich machines. Which one leads us to Olivia's core?
Well, there's got to be some sort of pattern.
Meanwhile, there's lots of really good whiskey in here.
That's whiskey.
That's what I said.
No, you said whiskey with an E.
I mean, is it the combination of letter and number, the sandwich itself?
What in the name of whatever backwards, be-kilted pagan god created you are you talking about?
Never mind. Belly on up to the bar. Ooh, McCallum's. Hands off. That's a proper Scotch whiskey.
Well, before anyone whips out their six gun or mounts a horse, and yes, I'm aware of the very clever and amusing double entendres, but I'm thinking here, So let's move on. Now there's got to be a reason why we keep landing where we're landing.
In an old-timey Wild West saloon?
Yes, and the theme park before this, and the barbershop before that, and some in piles of junk like the carnival, and some like this one, and set up just as you'd expect, but unpeopled. And to what end? What end indeed?
Howdy.
Ooh, hello. You're new.
Can I buy you a drink, pretty lady?
Everything's free as far as I can tell, but sure. I'll take a shot of McCallum's.
He was talking to me? You were talking to me, right?
Can I buy you a drink, pretty lady?
Ah, animatronic, I think. Bit of a Ken downstairs, if you get me.
Hang on. I know this guy.
Don't be ridiculous.
No, you don't, you daft cow. She just said he's not real.
Oh, and what about the million versions of your sister? Or your wife?
Fair, yeah, I suppose.
But anyway, I do know him. He's from an old movie. Like Bent Water or something.
Crooked River.
Yeah, okay.
I do believe you're right, actually. Are we in a film set?
Can I buy you a drink, pretty lady?
That's odd. He's looking right at me.
Yeah, I reckon he can see you.
Well, not very well if he's referring to Colin as pretty lady. Hmm? But it does seem he is talking to you, my boy. Go and answer him. See what happens.
All right. I'll have a martini. No olives.
Bartender, a martini for the lady. Now, how's about you tell me what a pretty little gal like you is doing in a place like this?
What do I do?
Keep talking.
Seriously? Colin is the pretty gal. I hate this ship.
I fell through a sandwich machine.
You city gals. Nuttier than my uncle's walnut plantation, but like them trees, you sure do blossom pretty.
How very sweet. What's your name?
Ew! Are you flirting with the mechanical cowboy?
Gross.
Colin. Perhaps this gentleman knows the way to Olivia's master controls?
An animatronic character from an ancient western. What makes you think he'd know where Olivia's controls are?
A1.
And where's my martini?
Oh, hell, I plumb forgot. I shot the bartender a week or so ago. Let me mix you up that martini.
Excuse me, my dusty and rugged fella. You said, you said A1? So, what did you mean by that? What did you mean by that? What did you mean? Rude. Colin, it appears he's imprinted on you. Can you ask what A1 refers to? There's a good lad.
How about you wet that pretty little whistle, darling?
My God. That's the best martini I've ever had.
Really? Get him to make you another one.
Two.
Ah, hell with it. Three more, my good man. Just like this one.
Nothing but the finest from my gal.
Colin, A1.
Who cares? It's probably a liverwurst and strawberry jam sandwich on one of those stupid machines. Cheers!
Hey! Give that back!
Captain, until we find our way safely to Olivia's core to fix the madness, well, at least its most recent madness, I'd prefer you remain sober.
Gotcha. You need a steady hand and a clear head at the helm, right?
By clear, do you mean empty? Huh. Honestly, flying your drunk airsick self around this ship is a horror unmatched by even carnivorous plants. And you stopped listening while you were still talking, didn't you?
Hmm? Ooh, are those peanuts?
You really think there might be something going on here, Mrs. S? More than just random Oz9-ness?
Yes, I do. There's a system, I'm sure of it. And, well, I think our dear soggy seat cushion of a captain may have just stumbled upon the answer.
If these peanuts aren't real, how many do you think I can safely eat?
Oh, no.
Someone's shooting at us! Duck! Oh.
They're not real bullets, Colin.
Uh-oh.
We're on the Bentwater movie set, remember?
Seriously, you'll eat the peanuts, but not duck the bullets.
Whoa! Woo. My martini glass must have had some sort of detonator. It could have waited until I wasn't holding it, though. Ouch. Check it out! They actually snuck one of those fake blood packets onto my hand! Whoa!
Oh, look at
whoa!
Ah, get down, you empty-headed meat sponge! Those are real bullets!
What the hell's a meat sponge?
Today's lunch, I reckon. But get down here!
Captain! Please! Quickly!
Very well. Hey, that's real sawdust. And peanut shells. Serious attention to detail.
Check out my hand. It looks like an actual bullet graze. You are truly astonishing.
Aw, thanks. Hey, these aren't my shoes.
I have a theory, and, if it's correct, a sandwich machine should be appearing right about... Give it a moment. Yes, all right. You've sufficiently built up dramatic tension. Thank you.
You were right.
Let's go. Those shots are getting closer.
Wait. Colin, press A1 on the machine.
You're joking! I'm not going near that thing!
Surely your fine fellow here wouldn't lead you astray. You push A1 quickly!
I don't have any change!
You're not fixing to leave me, are you, darling? I just mixed up another batch of martinis.
He just mixed up another batch! It would be rude to leave now!
Colin! Does anyone see my shoes?
I've got it!
A1.
cannot breathe.
You're not serious? What the hell are you lot doing here? So stop flapping your gobs and you'll get your voices back in a minute.
Can't breathe.
What? Why are all your eyes bugging out like that? Oh, right, no oxygen. Hang on.
Wait, the hell? Is there no oxygen in here?
Because I don't need it.
Where are we?
A1. I should think.
It was that bloody cowboy, wasn't it?
Huh?
10 gallon hat for a half-ounce brain. I'm gonna light him up like Mrs. Sheffield's next birthday cake for this one.
Rude.
That doesn't answer my question. Where the hell is here? Are we even still on the Oz 9?
Feel the floor, Colin. We're still on the 9.
You keep saying that, Captain, but it means nothing to me. It feels hard and slightly sticky.
Not the floor itself, Colin. The vibrations. Put your hand on the floor and listen.
Now?
Yes, I rather think we all should. Jesse?
Already down here.
Fine. What am I groping for?
Don't grope. Hold still. Wow. It's really strong. You can feel it more clearly here than anywhere on the ship. Feel that? Our ship has a 13-1 rhythm.
What in God's name?
Listen. 13 beats of hum, then a skip. That skip really shouldn't be there, but it's not dangerous. More of a feature than a bug. Engine 7 has a glitch that causes the skip. Here it comes again. Wait for it. 10, 11, 12, 13, skip. Eh?
My God. You're right.
Every ship's hum is unique. The 6748's pattern was 12-2-10-2. May she rest in peace.
If you hold your hand there long enough, eventually you'll be able to tell when someone flushes the can on deck 16 or fires up the popcorn popper on the bridge.
You're saying you can do that?
Of course. You're not much of a captain if you can't.
Captain superpower, eh?
Not really. It's more like knowing the pattern of your partner's moles. You don't even know you know, but you can tell right away when one's going bad.
Yeah, rumbles and hums and hiccups are how she communicates. It's better if I can understand her when she talks, so she doesn't have to, shout, if you take my point.
I see. Or rather, I feel. Goodness, what was that?
Yeah, she does that from time to time. I haven't figured out what causes it yet. I call it her giggle.
Captain, you talk about the Oz 9 as if it were alive.
Oh, she is. In all the ways that matter.
May I stand up now? This is all fascinating and rather sweet, but I'm getting a cramp.
Yes, okay, I suppose we might as well get on with the business at hand.
Which is what exactly?
You digitized hobgoblin. You're out your nut.
Am I meant to understand any of that? I guess I could run it through my D-Gerard Butler plugin, but sadly I don't want to.
We're concerned about the lingering effects of those eye drops Dr. Von Stony Baloney gave you. Although I must say, you seem fine now. I mean to say, fine.
Yes, you do seem, yourself. Anyway, have they worn off?
Oh, I'm always myself in here. This is my quantum of solace. My inner sanctum. My idiot-proof interior. Until now. Out there, all bets are off.
Excellent.
Excellent.
How much longer is this going to last?
Yes, you see, exploring the ship via sandwich machine has been invigorating, but I suppose we'd all rather know your... I'm struggling to find the words here. Normal just isn't doing it for me. Anyone else?
Can you just stay in here until the drops wear off? Stay here and be... Yes, I see what you mean. Be you.
I could, but I can't do much from in here. When I'm out there, I'm everywhere. In here, I'm just here.
Oh dear, well yeah, no, that's not ideal, is it?
You've got two captains, you know. We can handle things until Olivia Spector... Yeah, this is impossible, isn't it?
Hello?
Jesus!
Right?
Jesus!
Behind her.
How did you find us?
G9 landed us a few doors down. We heard your voices.
What happened to your galoshes?
Oh,
Have they been bedazzled?
We stumbled upon a disco. It was terrifying at first. All those people pointing at the sky and then the floor over and over. I thought they were sending me a message about where I'd be spending eternity.
We figured out something about the sandwich machines, and I think it explains why the albatross got so crazy about non-regulation ketchup.
And I'm calling it.
Sometimes I don't like you very much.
Someone's gotta make the tough decisions, too. So, the fish are safely, with air quotes, in the bioswamp. Albert's nest is nearly complete, and the humans couldn't get the wrong end of the stick more if they mistook a billy club fight for a relay race.
Huh?
Check the transcript. You'll get it eventually. You've been listening to...
Eric Perry as Joe, Bonnie Brantley as Lady Nibblebiscuit and Jesse, Tim Sherburn as Colin,
Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia. Special thanks to J. Michael DeAngelis from Mission Rejected for taking on the role of the cowboy. And special, special thanks to Thomas Golding for the ragtime music in our old-time Western bar.
Our music is by John Faley, and our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor, and Chrissy Talon Sage sound designed this episode. I'm Kyle Jones as narrator 2.
And I'm Chris Nadolny Gorley as your narrator. Be sure to join us next time as the mystery of the ketchup pen is finally solved. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe more like probably not.
I know, but I still hold out hope, you know?
Oh yes, I do. Every single episode. I'm sure that we're going to get some answers next time.
I like how you say that. Next time.
Oh, okay, thanks. But, you know, I have had a lot of practice.
Is that right? You'll have to tell me about it sometime when I'm interested.
Oh, it has to do with this old 19th and 20th century TV show I watched.
You heard that sometime when I'm interested, right?
Yeah, what's your point?
This isn't that time.
You sure? Come on, it is a great story.
But you think Teenage Cat Girls in Heat is a good story?
It actually has a solid plot.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Hirta, chosen children of the knife, a lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to season one now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.